Now, turn your attention to the first print on the wall, Dysfunction Junction, showing two seated figures with their backs to the viewer, looking as a train goes by, its tracks soon to obliterate the animal footprints on the far left of the image. The figure's dress provides clues about what happened to the warriors when they arrived at Fort Marion. Richard Henry Pratt, the captain who accompanied the prisoners, was put in charge of them during the 4 years they were kept at the fort. Pratt subscribed to a school of thought that was in favor of assimilating the Native American population into the white settler population. To accomplish this, he envisioned a curriculum that would teach Native Americans the ways of white settlers while eliminating their native culture entirely. Soon after the Plains warriors and chiefs arrived at Fort Marion, Pratt began his education experiment. In the image, notice the two different halves of each figure. One half is dressed in a native outfit, while the other is dressed in a European style. On the male figure, one half of his hair is long, while the other is shorn. Pratt's assimilation education experiment required that the prisoners remove their native clothing, and he required that the men dress in U.S. military uniforms. Pratt's practices at Fort Marion led to his development of a curriculum he later instituted at the Carlisle Indian Industrial School, which would serve as the model for residential assimilation-based boarding schools nationwide.